Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But first, I've got to tell you about something that happened to me today. So I told you that occasionally with my phone, I will text the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is when I get texts from someone, they show up as like a drop-down bug from the top of my phone. And I don't think that's that abnormal, right? So let's say you text me and you go, hey, just got to the studio. On my home screen, just my locked normal home screen, The bug will drop down. It'll say, Danny Rouillet, just got here. It'll cut off after a while, but it'll give you a couple
if
lines.
If you want to go to it, you can.
Yeah.
One of those things. Yeah, that's standard. The correct iPhone has that too.
So when I occasionally will get one of those, when you go to respond, just by nature, you see that and you go to respond. Occasionally, I will tap the most recent person I was texting instead of whoever had just texted me. Because I saw that text this morning when I woke up.
Okay.
The text was the newest text that I'd gotten, in other words, but it wasn't the most recent text I'd sent. So somehow I go into my text messages and I go to reply, and I replied to the wrong person. So the text had come from my wife.
Okay.
So the text I sent her back, it sounds weird,
but it's not. You thought you were sending it to your wife, but you didn't.
It was not her.
Okay, I understand now. Yep.
So the text I sent her, which, by the way, this sounds so terrible, and I'm gonna, it's about my puppy, I swear.
Yeah, but it's how husbands and wives talk to each other. You got your own language. It's normal. It's not a big deal.
So I send this text.
Okay.
Guess who gets to be home early with his little girl today? My little girl is my dog, Fiona.
No, I understand.
If you're Brandon Kinstler of the Washington Nationals and you get that text,
oh man,
when you wake up in Pittsburgh, what are you thinking?
What is this creep talking about? This is almost creepier than when you walked with your puppy and asked these kids if they wanted to ride in your white van to a desolate location in your neighborhood.
That didn't quite happen.
It's a slight approximation.
Trying to get what you're doing. So again, the text was: guess who gets to be home early with his little girl today? Oh, sorry. It's worse than that. To play with his little girl today is what it says. To play with his little girl today. Now, again, this is my dog, Fiona. She normally has to be without us until close to 3 o'clock.
Right, yeah.
Today, we're going to be home at 12:30. It's a source of frustration and consternation for us that she has to be in her. But forget, like, you're thinking about this, like, I'm saying little girl, whatever, which is weird enough. I'm thinking about this like Brandon Kinstler got this text, and this is like my dirty talk to my wife. Like, I'm being like, guess who's coming home to play with his girl today?
Oh, I know. I know what I'm imagining. I'm a Major League Baseball reliever. I've had, you know, some interesting and enjoyable banter with a radio host named Grant Paulson over the course of this year and a half.
We were texting last night after the game about how his inning went, which is that he got a bunch of balls that were hit at about 2 miles an hour, and somehow a run got scored. And he basically was talking about how baseball is unfair.
Yeah.
But not important. But the first text he gets today at 8 in the morning while he's still asleep is that. So then I have to respond to that, obviously.
You clearly need to follow up there. You can't just leave that out there.
Do I let that one sit? Do I just go right back to the well? So I responded. I said, LOL, that is a pretty embarrassing text. It was meant for my wife about me getting off early today to go home to play with our puppy. Let's just pretend it never happened, okay? He responded to me, I'm not going to tell you what he said. I'll show it to you.
Okay.
I can't read it because it's fairly inappropriate.
Because there are rules and restrictions that govern
look
what we're
doing. Look at
his hashtag. Oh, my God.
Tommy, come over here and look what Brandon Kinstler. He's gray. That is what he responded to me.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God. Everyone would be fired.
There's a couple words in there I can't say.
There are. Well, it's
but
really,
then I sent a picture of my puppy.
It's one long word, but there are two words masquerading in it. and it's in hashtag.
Don't give
form,
any more details.
They're all bad words.
Was there a response after you sent the picture of Fiona?
There's been no response to that.
I think your relationship with Brandon Kinstler might be over.
I'm not worried about that. We've got a pretty good back and forth going via text for some time now. So I think we're in the clear on that.
One more question.
Yeah.
Does Brandon Kinstler have any children?
Yes, he does. He does have kids.
Does he have a daughter?
I have no idea. I only know that I met his son this past weekend.
Okay, because I could see it could be a little taunting if you sent that to him and he might have a young daughter who's at home.
Oh, you're being weird a little bit.
What are you saying?
Yeah, but that was his response. And then I sent a picture of my puppy, like a really cute picture of my puppy.
It's a great response. Yeah. I'm good on your puppy. Thank you.
Yeah.
The
look at Fiona, though. Look at this picture.
Yeah, this you need the same reminder that attractive women on Instagram need. There's nothing special about your dog.
How does she enjoy the new crate? Does she like it?
She loves it, Tom. She loves it. Got it yesterday. So much more space for her activities.
For activities? That's a good line.
Thank you.
Stepbrother's bit. So here's where I'm coming from. If I'm Brandon Kinstler, I'm minding my business, and I awaken to probably a dozen texts. I'm a major league player, and people from all over the world get to see me play all the time. And that's the one I get from you, apropos of nothing, out of the blue. I'm going, at a minimum, this is weird.
At a maximum,
what is wrong with this guy? Then I see that there's the follow-up is you'd be like,
right.
Oh, you know what? It's actually totally innocent. It's my puppy. That his response, given that, is also correct, I would say. Does that make any sense?
Oh, 100%.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really know where to go with that. So I'm going to let our relationship breathe for a couple days.
Yeah, maybe set a couple plays out.
Let's
say he has a clean inning for a couple straight outings. Wait a few days.
The normal bit is I send him a funny GIF after he has a scoreless inning.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll respond with basically his synopsis of what happened, which is generally he's like a surly, prickly, hilarious guy.
Who was it at spring training who said, Kinstler is so salty?
I don't remember, but yes,
like,
that's true.
He's UVA center Jack Salt. Like, that dude is if Angelina Jolie's weird movie Salt.
He is a salting cracker. But for all of you, just so you know, I am going to be spending some extra time with Fiona today. So now the reliever from the Nationals knows that and everybody else.
Kinstler's weighed
which
in.
Which is good.
That but response, can you imagine, by the way, is aces.
It's just such an embarrassing thing. In no other walk of life would I say to someone, guess who gets to go play with his little daughter at home? It's my little puppy. And my wife likes that text. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Going to make her happy.
Everybody has something they settle into in a relationship. And I'm sure there are tough dudes being like, I would never talk to my wife that way. Then like he has some pet name for her too. And everybody does stuff kind of like that. For me, again, I think too much is made of the dog. It's a dog. Everyone should treat dogs accordingly, which are wonderful, nice, kind animals, but yours isn't special, and everyone should remember that dogs aren't special. Humans are special. But it's very easy to fall into that kind of trap, but we don't like to reveal that part of ourselves to
the public. It could have been worse. I think anything that would have been you could be more embarrassing. You could have sent, I could have been sending my wife a text that actually was bad. I don't really do that, but you see what I'm saying?
Of course, yeah.
I've never sent a photo of myself in any way. But
no
like,
one should you. No
me,
one should.
I would never do that.
Right.
But that would be the worst case scenario.
I mean, that's why that Seinfeld episode about, no, you're schmoopy, is perfect. Because it's like, exactly. People need to be more embarrassed about how they do those sorts of things. Keep it private.
I may never text about my dog again, just out of sheer fear at this point.
By the way, I was just telling Grant that his Brandon Kinstler story, I don't know if you heard it, it was brilliant. It was an accident, but he texts back and forth with Brandon Kinstler.
Mm-hmm.
He sent an embarrassing text, which was intended to go to his wife.
Wow.
And it went to Brandon Kinstler. It was about his dog. It was innocent, but it was phrased.
So it was nothing sexual.
It was phrased in a way. I don't remember the exact phrasing.
Definite sexual innuendo. If I remember correctly, he sent a text meant for his wife to Kinstler that said something along the lines of, hey, I'm going to get home from work early today so I can play with my little girl. Now, you hear that. I get you. He's thinking about talking about his wife. He was actually talking about his
dog.
I think French bulldog puppy.
All right, what was Kinsler's response?
I'm sure he slapped his knee 100 times.
He talked about the air.
What are you doing?
There were some hashtags which they couldn't say on the air.
Gotcha.
So maybe you can find that out behind the scenes.
Hey, but it happens.
Very funny story. And congrats to them. They had great rating success. Yep. Need to thank our listeners again.
Sean Doolittle for another moment here on The Fan. All right, before we let you go, I want to tell you a quick story and just get your reaction to it. I think you'll enjoy it. So last night I had been texting back and forth for a split second with Brandon Kinsler, okay, right after the game. So this morning I got a text from my wife when I woke up, and I went to respond to her, and I sent an embarrassing text message to Brandon Kinsler that was meant for her, and I just want to see what you think about this.
It's a bad exchange, Sean. Grant doesn't look real good here.
All right, so I said to him, I said, again, this was meant for my wife, but you guys play today on our radio station at noon, so that means Danny and I only have to do a two-hour show instead of a four-hour show. So I sent her a text, and I said, guess who gets to come home early today to play with his little girl? But it wasn't her. It was my puppy, who I mentioned, the French bulldog, Fiona. So,
yep.
But I sent Kinsler this text message, and I said, guess who gets to come home early today to play with his little girl? And I was talking about my French bulldog. I can't tell you what Kinsler responded because it would get him in trouble, me in trouble, and everyone listening in trouble.
Lawsuits, Sean.
But just know that that happened. What are your thoughts on that? Isn't it's he the fine. Perfect sure. person? He's the perfect well, person sure. to send that to.
He's so salty.
People will. I'm sure he'll forget all about it, and it won't ever come up. And I'm sure it's fine. It's not. It's really not that funny.
Yeah, he probably hasn't even thought about it since it happened.
Oh, man.
Pretty good. Well, congratulations on the All-Star game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.